This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. If you're a farmer or perhaps an amateur meteorologist, you've likely heard the term thermal belts, which are so famous in the mountains and foothills of Western North Carolina. And you'll also know that these belts have nothing to do with fashion. Thermal belts are mountainside zones where surface temperatures are milder than the valley bottom or the upper slopes. Air from the sun-warmed valley rises up the slopes at night and is trapped by colder air at the top of the ridges. This thermal inversion creates a horizontal band along the mountainside that rarely freezes or has frost. Early Scots-Irish settlers in western North Carolina used common folklore and observation to site their orchards on frost-free mountain patches. No one could explain, though, why warmer air existed there or exactly where the boundaries lie. The term thermal belt was actually coined in 1858 by Silas McDowell of Franklin, North Carolina, who lost his entire apple crop, as did every commercial farmer in the mountain valleys during a killing frost in the spring of that year. But farms located up the mountainsides in a band of visibly green vegetation lost no fruit. The widespread loss of crops prompted McDowell to begin a study of mountain weather conditions. His findings on thermal belts were among the first published reports in the emerging field of mountain meteorology and predated the U.S. Weather Bureau's thermal belt studies by over 50 years. Once temperature inversions were widely understood, farmers sought out the advantages of thermal belt locations. The slopes surrounding Tryon, North Carolina had particularly favorable growing conditions as the center of the thermal belt is closer to the valley floor than any other place in the U.S. Tryon's famous grape industry thrived there in the early 1900s and is now making a comeback with 9 commercial vineyards in production. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.